Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are going to study the subject of the fear of the Lord. Throughout Scripture, we see references to this expression called the fear of the Lord or the fear of God. In the Old Testament alone, there are over 300 references to the fear of the Lord. And yet, this subject has escaped the attention and perhaps the understanding of many believers today. We find throughout Proverbs many references to the fear of the Lord. In particular, Proverbs 1:7 tells us, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Psalm 111, verse 10 tells us, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and good understanding have all those who do His commandments." We also find many, many references to the fear of the Lord attached to phenomenal promises to those who do fear God. For example, Proverbs 10:27 tells us, "The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked will be shortened." So we see attached to this expression, the fear of the Lord, a promise that if a person does indeed have a fear of God in their life, that it will prolong their days. It will give them long life. And there are many other promises that we will study this week that coincide with this amazing command to have a fear of the Lord. But what is the fear of the Lord? There are three specific things in Scripture that I want to point out that give us understanding about what the fear of the Lord actually is. And the very first one is found in Proverbs 8, verse 13. We find these words, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate." So Proverbs 8:13 gives us a very clear definition of what the fear of the Lord is. Number one, it is to hate evil. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. So a person who has this fear of the Lord in their life has a hatred for what is evil, because God has a hatred for what is evil. God desires that every child of God, every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, have a hatred for the things that God hates and a love for the things that God loves. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. This implies that we are to have God's attitude toward sin. You could say God's standard would be a zero tolerance for sin or no compromise. And yet we live in a day when compromise is all around us. In fact, many people call what is evil good and good evil. In other words, they don't even recognize sin as sin. And then those who do, many in the church, who are aware of the standards of God, the call of God to holiness in a person's life, there are many people in that category who do not have a fear of God with regard to sin, meaning that they don't hate sin. In fact, there are particular sins that they actually love and don't want to give up. That person has not developed a fear of the Lord, because to fear the Lord, you have to have a hatred for evil. And this doesn't come on our own. This is something we must ask God to work in our lives, to put into our hearts, because we will not have a hatred for sin on our own. The Scripture tells us that sin brings pleasure for a season. So the human, natural, or carnal man has a desire or a lust for sin because it brings pleasure for a season. And yet, God has called us to be holy as He is holy, or to hate sin, to have a hatred for the things that God hates. And by doing that, we will be fearing the Lord. One outstanding example in the scripture of a man of God who hated sin and therefore demonstrated that he really did have a genuine fear of the Lord operating in his life is the amazing story of Joseph. In Genesis chapter 39, we find this outstanding biblical example of the fear of the Lord and what it looks like in a person's life. Joseph, as you know, was sold by his own brothers into slavery to some Ishmaelite traders who happened to be passing by. From those Ishmaelite traders, Joseph was sold to an Egyptian man who happened to be an officer of the Pharaoh and captain of the guard named Potiphar. Potiphar, after utilizing Joseph's service as a slave for a short period of time, observed that everything he did prospered. He then took him into his home, his personal house, and allowed him to be the overseer of his house. And we pick up in Genesis 39, verse 5, the amazing story of how Joseph demonstrated that he had a fear of God in his life. Verse 5 says, "From the time that he made him supervisor in his house and over all that he had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the Lord's blessing was on all that he had in the house and in the field. And Potiphar left all that he had in Joseph's charge and paid no attention to anything he had except the food he ate. Now Joseph was an attractive person and fine looking. Then, after a time, his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, 'Lie with me.' But he refused and said to his master's wife, 'See here, with me in the house, my master has concern about nothing. He has put all that he has in my care. He is not greater in this house than I am, nor has he kept anything from me except you. For you are his wife. How then can I do this great evil and sin against God?' She spoke to Joseph day after day, but he did not listen to her, to lie with her, or to be with her. Then it happened about this time that Joseph went into the house to attend to his duties, and none of the men of the house were indoors. And she caught him by his garment, saying, 'Lie with me.' But he left his garment in her hand and fled and got out of the house." This story is quite outstanding for several reasons. First of all, Joseph had reason in the natural to be very bitter about his situation. He had been sold by his own brothers. His own blood had sold him away as a slave because they hated him and were jealous of him. And yet he went and walked in integrity even though he was in slavery. Then he comes into great favor with his master, Potiphar, and so he's elevated to the position of overseer of this great man's house. Then he is presented with this amazing temptation, or you could say amazing opportunity for sin, by Potiphar's wife, inviting him to be sexually immoral with her. The test for Joseph was very great. Would he remain walking in his integrity, though he was under tremendous pressure from this woman? Secondly, he had no natural comfort in his life, being in the position of a slave. He had nothing of his own. He was unable to marry. And so he was in a position where the temptation was very real to him. And yet, Joseph maintained his integrity before God when he said very clearly to Potiphar's wife, "How can I do this great evil and sin against God?" Joseph feared God more than he feared man, or you could say woman in this case, because perhaps he could even be afraid that she would do him harm if he didn't cooperate. And yet, Joseph had more fear of God in him than he had fear of man. And Joseph also had such a fear of God in his life that he could not bear to think of sinning against God in this way with regard to immorality. Today, we live in a time when sexual temptation is all around us. God looks to see who has more fear of God in their heart than they do desire to sin or lust for the things of this world. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. This is to have God's attitude towards sin, to hate what God hates, and to love what God loves. Proverbs 14, verse 2 tells us, "He who walks in his uprightness fears the Lord, but he that is perverse in his way despises him." This lays out for us very clearly God's definition of fear of the Lord. The person who will walk uprightly in a holy way in his life is the person who truly does fear God. But he that is perverse in his way despises God. The psalmist prayed this way, "Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name." That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com, or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.